It is 11:15 and Mabel Louise is here. Good morning.
Good morning, and it's so good to be with you. It's a beautiful day in Chippewa Valley, and I wish you were here. Why don't you come and visit WWIB Studios? All you have to do is maybe give Michelle a call and say, I want to come down and visit with you. She would love to take you through and show you the every detail about the studios. And you can meet the rest of the staff. They're so wonderful. And you can see where each one has a stall. It's just interesting. And we would love to have you. Here's my verse for the day. It's Lamentations 3:22-25. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Yes, he's new every morning. And by the way, from this portion of scripture came that beautiful old hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Such a beautiful hymn. We don't hear them much anymore, do we? We old timers like them. Well, on my last broadcast, I asked that pointed question, what is your idea of God? Do you describe him as the big guy or the man upstairs or some other secular term? Or do you describe him in love and respect and hopefully as your heavenly father? Well, today I want to share with you some of his attributes. There's so many, but I'm going to select a few so that you can get better acquainted with the Lord himself. Maybe you haven't taken time to read the scriptures and to search out of who he is and what he's really like. So I thought maybe I could just whet your appetite and get you interested in opening the wonderful Word of God and find out for yourself. Well, the first one I thought of is God is a person. Yes, he is. He's real. He's not an invisible force. He's not an it. No. God created us in his own image. He has emotions such as love, understanding, patience. Yes, he wants to bless us. He made Adam and Eve in his likeness, the Bible says. Exodus 20:1-6 tells us about his personality. He wants us to have a close relationship and not worship anyone else or anything. Because he says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then the next thing I thought about is God is a spirit. He has no flesh and no blood. John 4:22-24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He is unconfined by time or any space. He is unlimited. Think about it. Yes, he's always there. He's everywhere. God's Spirit dwells within us. He is infinite, loving, kind, merciful, sinless. Really, folks, he is indescribable. Psalm 139 tells us how he is in control of our lives as far as knowing all about us, because David writes, he is acquainted with all of our ways. And then I thought about the fact that God is eternal. Isaiah 40, verse 28, asks this question: Have you not known? Have you not heard the wonderful news that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. And then Psalm 90 says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou did form the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Through his infinite love and goodness, yes, God has provided a way for you and me to have a personal relationship with him. When did God begin? Well, he has always existed. When did he end? He never will. Yes, he is self-existing, and there is absolutely no one greater. Who created him? Well, I guess the answer is he was not. He has always been. And this truth is beyond our comprehension because of the fall of Adam. We cannot know, or we cannot understand him as we really should. The Bible says he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. John 8:58 says, Before Abraham was, I am. And then how about this one? God is unchangeable. Yes, he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. Isaiah 40 continues on and says that we will never be able to understand him because his ways are past finding out. Malachi 3:6 says, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. James 1:17 says, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You see, God, through his infinite love and goodness, has provided a way for us to have a personal relationship with him. God revealed himself to us in his word, the Bible. And the scripture provides us with a clear description of what God is like and what is important to him. And then God came down from heaven to live on earth, and for 33 years, human beings could observe the incarnate God through their eyes as they walked and as they talked with his son, Jesus. And then God destroyed the barrier of sin and self-centeredness that separated us from our holy God. So his perfect son, Jesus, died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And then God sent the Holy Spirit, that precious Holy Spirit, to dwell in Christians with his presence. And then our Creator God did all of this so you and me could go beyond just knowing about him, but knowing him and having a relationship. It's so wonderful. I hope you realize that we can actually enter into a warm friendship, an intimate family relationship with him. I'm so excited, even as I read about his attributes and how he is so gracious and so good to us. I just have to say, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad? What an awesome God we love and we, I hope, serve. Then God gives us a free will and a choice. I guess I would say this morning, how dare us turn our backs on such a wonderful Heavenly Father who loved us so much to send his only Son to die on the cross so that we might, in our sinful state of life, be reconciled to God and restore our fellowship with our Heavenly Father again. What a great God, again, I have to say it. And you know, as I was studying and preparing this message, I thought about the statement that's made over in Mark 8 that says, "What is man that he is mindful of us?" The psalmist said, "Lord, when I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of who is airborne that you even care for him?" He sends Psalms 8 by praising the Lord. He says, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth." What a wonderful way to end the broadcast. And I guess I'd have to say amen and amen to all that the Lord is and what he wants you and me to do. What is that? Well, I have to say, trust him as our very Lord and Savior. And knowing all these attributes about our God, and then observing the sinfulness of man's heart, guess what? God still loves us. Isn't that amazing? Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me, you will find me, when you seek me with all of your heart." And now I want to end the broadcast by reading from Isaiah 40, which is the icing on the cake. It says, "To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him? Will it be an idol, as a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions it? Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? Yes, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers, and he stretches out the heavens like a canopy." Isn't that a wonderful message to each of us of what a great God we love and we serve? Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.